It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, Public Radio's own Mike Birbiglia tells us why he thanks God for jokes.
First, we're talking about the near-record-high levels of ice cover on the Great Lakes. For the first time in 20 years, the percentage of the Great Lakes basin covered by ice was above 90%.
Experts say if temperatures stay as low as they have been, the lake ice could break the 1979 record of 95% ice cover. This winter, we've seen another rare occurrence, a double maximum. I guess I'm told that's when the ice reaches a high, it falls to a lower level, and then goes back up to that high again.
George Leskovich is with us to talk about the ice cover and what it means for our environment. He's a physical scientist and manager of the NOAA Coastwatch Great Lakes program at the Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory. George, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you.
So this has been an extreme year when it comes to ice cover on the Great Lakes. What are current conditions?
Yeah, so as of yesterday, the Great Lakes had about 91% ice cover as a whole. And so that's, getting up there towards the record of 94.7, almost 95% set in 1979.
So you have to go back to 1979 to get more cover.
Yeah, we're not quite there yet, but it's approaching that.
Now, we may expect a pretty decent amount of ice cover on Lake Superior. Is Lake Michigan usually so ice covered?
Lake Michigan is about 92.5% ice covered now, 92.5%, and it was actually, the record was 93.1% set in 1977, and that's per our 40 years of record.
Is there still a chance that the winter of 2014 could bust those records from the 70s?
It's possible, depending on, the temperatures, how long the real cold temperatures persist, and also somewhat on the wind speeds and directions, because wind speed and can affect ice cover as well by breaking it up and moving it around.
Now, experts like yourself this year are talking about something called a double maximum. Can you tell us what that is and how rare it is?
Yeah, so usually ice cover forms in the fall or early winter, reaches a maximum, and then it starts to decline. And this is a normal progression. And but this year, on the Great Lakes as a whole, we're seeing two maximums. So the first one was about 88% which was reached on February 12th and 13th. And then ice cover declined on the lakes to about 61%, and then started to increase again. So I'd say as of yesterday, we're at about 91%. So there's two maximums this year, and that hasn't happened since 1996.
Now, I think from a civilian perspective, we can be inclined to look at this ice cover on the Great Lakes and go, holy smoke, this winter is crazy, and look at how much ice there is on the lakes. But as for the lakes themselves, how do they respond to seeing this much ice cover?
Yeah, so certainly this winter has been quite severe compared, especially to the past few winters. So there can be a number of effects, certainly on economy, on the ecosystem, and societal effects, certainly ecological effects could include effects on fisheries, for instance. Whitefish, one species, and there are some others that require a stable ice cover over their spawning beds during the winter. And if the ice cover isn't there, then the spawning beds are susceptible to winter storms. So with a stable ice cover, the fish recruitment could help fish recruitment the upcoming season.
And in terms of water levels, that's something that's been of great concern recently, in particular people being concerned about water levels sinking. Is this something that, you know, the ice melts, the levels go up, and it's a good scenario?
Well, yeah, it depends. Of course, water levels depend on a number of factors. And, you know, the snow cover in the basin, how much snow enters the basin and melts, runs off into the lakes, how much snow leaves the basin because of lake effect snows. Some areas, especially around Chicago or Buffalo or upper New York, east of Lake Ontario, the shoreline is very close to the basin boundary, so winds can take lake effect snows outside the basin boundary, so when it melts, it goes down another drainage basin. So it depends on the snowfall. We've had a lot of snowfall this year, which is good for the water levels. And certainly the evaporation will affect lake effect snows. We've seen a lot of lake effect snow early in the season when there wasn't much ice cover on the lakes, but ice cover will tend to reduce evaporation and therefore the possibility of lake effect snows. And water levels can be affected if the ice cover lasts, is prolonged and lasts into the spring time, and keeping the water temperatures low. And if the summer is normal to cool, especially with a lot of cloud cover, those cool temperatures can persist into the summer and fall when most of the evaporation takes place. Therefore, with the cooler water temperatures, there'd be less evaporation that would affect water levels the next year.
Okay, so are you saying also that it could be a little cooler this summer up by Lake Superior or along Lake Michigan?
Along the shorelines of the lakes, if the ice persists into the spring, cooler temperatures, which could be good for, again, the fruit-growing industry, where the blossoms might not come out until later in the spring and therefore avoid the possibility of killing frosts because it's, you know, much later into the spring. So there could be a benefit to that industry as well.
Well, let's talk about an industry that might not be so happy about all this ice cover: shipping. Tell us how that's affecting the shipping industry.
Yeah, shipping is having a very difficult time this year. Of course, there's still shipping in the lower lakes. The locks at Sault Ste. Marie are closed, of course, so ships can't get up into Lake Superior. Locks open normally on March 25th. But in the lower lakes, there's still shipping, bulk carriers and tankers, and they're having a very hard time in the river systems, especially Lake St. Clair River, Lake St. Clair, the Detroit River, and especially western Lake Erie. And there were a number of ships beset in the ice earlier in the season that needed Coast Guard icebreaker assistance, and now I think the ships are waiting until they have a Coast Guard icebreaker escort before they move. And so, yeah, it's a very, very hard year on shipping.
Well, George, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me on your program.
We've been speaking with George Leskovich, physical scientist and manager of the NOAA Coastwatch Great Lakes Program at the Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory. He was joining us to talk about the near-record-high levels of ice on the Great Lakes.